KETR presents Texas Scribes, featuring literary works from authors in Northeast Texas. Welcome to the sixth of nine readings from William Owen's book, This Stubborn Soil, read by Jan Hilton of Commerce.
One afternoon when there was a lag in work, bells began ringing all over the building. Far down a dim aisle, I heard someone yell, "Fire!" and the aisles were full of the sound of skates and running feet. Alone at the cutting table, I thought of all I had ever heard of fires, pictures of buildings burning in flame and smoke. I went down the aisle to look. Men and women had dropped their work where they were and run. I had to run, too. The first aisle to the stairs had been shut off by an iron door. I got to the second just as two men were pulling the door, too. They tried to stop me, but I got through and to the stairs ahead of everyone else. Down the stairs I went, and the bells were ringing again and a siren blowing. The elevators had stopped and crowds of people were on the first floor. I worked my way among them and got to the outside, safe in the bright sunlight. The fire engines were not there, and they did not come. I waited and watched, but there was no sign of fire. I could see people getting on and off the elevators. "They must have put it out in a hurry," I said to myself. "Nobody'd be going up if they hadn't." I went up, and nobody was talking about the fire. On the sixth floor, the order pickers and checkers were at work. The iron doors to the stairs stood open. Mr. Morrison walked slowly down the aisle toward his office. I went back to the cutting table and found Denny wrapping an order. "Where'd you go?" he said. "Outside." "Outside? What for?" "To get away from the fire." "What fire?" A look of laughing began to glow on his face. "The fire up here, the one the siren was blowing about." He fell on the cutting table and laughed till his eyes were squinched shut. He stood up and then had to sit down on a stool. "I've never heard anything to beat it," he said. I began to feel green and country and small. "It wasn't a fire," he said. "It was a fire drill." "A what?" He laughed till he had to get hold of himself. "You never heard of a fire drill?" "Never." He stopped laughing and leaned on the table across from me. "It comes once a week, but we don't know when. All we know is to run like heck and get a clip and do what it says. You know the red wooden clips across from the chute?" I had seen what looked like a row of red wood boards hanging from nails. "Yes." "On the back, they tell you what to do." He was friendly and not laughing. I hoped he would not tell the others what I had done.
Support for today's Texas Scribes comes from the Silver Leos Writers Guild, meeting monthly to facilitate the development of writing skills through cooperative critique and shared experiences. Visitors and new members are welcome. More at 903-455-6267.